women's shiur in Derech Hashem, Sunday Parshas Balak, shiur number 60, we'll call it. Shiur number 60, June 27th. 27th. What? Yeah, sounds late in the month to be the 27th. June 24th, I think. June 24th. And Tammuz Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph Tammuz, June 24th, Sunday Bolot, year number 60. Okay, we're learning Derech Hashem in section 2, and we're in Perek 6.
The game plan is to finish up 6, 7, and 8, and then to take a break in Elul. But I don't know if it might take long. It's not like it's going to take. It might stretch, so we'll see. Maybe we'll have to take a break before we finish chapter 8, which is the end of the second section. So chapter 6 in section 2, details Hashem's, especially as well as brought this, different angles, different aspects. And in chapter 5, we saw the call it physics of how things are done, and chapter 6 talks about how Hashem makes decisions, so to speak. Everything is so to speak. And the Yesod of chapter 6, we learned already the first paragraph, was that there's a system, there's a judicial system. It's not just Hashem makes decisions. Hashem decides what will be in the world, both things that happen because Hashem decides so, and things that happen as a result, also only because Hashem decides so, but as a result of a person's bechira. Because a person sets into effect things because of his bechira. Bein letov, bein lemutov, as it's called. So there's courts, and there's rules, and procedures, and there's prosecutor, and there's a defender, and everything is brought before the heavenly courts. You might have heard that Hashem is based in. And there's a system. And Hashem is, of course, in paragraph 2, he says Hashem is there everywhere, because the final judgment is always true in Shemayim and Slamita. He says something strange, which again, we really, as little as we know when he's talking about it in general, we know even less in paragraph 2. He says sometimes Hashem is the chief justice and he leads the deliberating bodies, and sometimes he's not. Sometimes he leaves it for the other malachim to do. This is described in Daniel and in Yeheskel and Yeshaya. This is described in various places. A main point he makes in paragraph 2 is that a person is judged with very, I'll be redundant, very precise precision. And it's not like based in Shomata, a different system. Based in Shomata, people are judging, and if people are judging, you have witnesses, and witnesses don't know the person's history. They don't know the person's influences. They don't know the person's motivations. They don't. There's nothing that's like that is taken into account. In Beis HaShomata, the person of Machal Shabbos, it's Misa. The person eats treif. Of course, if all the conditions are met, he gets Malchus. Beis HaShomayla, of course, they. Are Yodei and Machshava, because Hashem is the true judge, and that's why Hashem's wisdom also. It's not like it's not fear. The person still did an Aveira. and to be punished, you have to ignore the warning of the witnesses, and you have to say, I don't care. Certainly, it's deserved. But Lasis and Myla operates a different operating system. They are ready, and I said, why did he do it? It doesn't mean the way we think now, that if he has an excuse why he did it, he goes off scot-free. I don't mean to say that. That's the modern approach to child rearing. As long as there's a reason the child did it, so he's innocent. No. But Hashem knows if you're innocent or not. And Hashem does take factors into account. Even factors that a person shall not they can't. They don't, you know, sometimes they could result in a more severe onus. If Hashem's, you know, Machal Shabbos in Beis HaShomata, you get a punishment for Machal Shabbos. You don't get a punishment for a Kaifer Beaker. But in Shemayim, they might have, I'm saying it doesn't always work with Kula. It might work the other way. They see there's a rebelliousness there. They see there's a rejection. You don't want to be Jewish. You don't want to connect to Hashem. So it could work both ways. Not like down here for the last 20 years, and B have come up with an excuse why the kid did it, so everything's fine. We're in the criminal justice system in the 60s and 70s and 80s. It got very terrible. Now again, it's bad. If we can excuse what you did to poverty or to desperation, but it works both ways. But the point is, in Shemayim, they have a different operating system where they take every little thing into account, and the prosecutors prosecute, and the defenders defend, and a different malach is put in charge of every nuance of the case. If it's a true nuance, he went to school, his friends was, or what his influences are, his parents, everything is taken into account, and there's a malach that's assigned to argue each point. That's what he said in paragraph 2. And you can find fault with something someone does from one perspective, and he could be found innocent from a different perspective. And the world's very complicated, right? You start looking into why someone did something. Everything interrelates, there's consequences all down the line, you affect different people. Everything that is relevant is considered in Shemayim. That's not the case for Eretz. For Eretz we have rules. The rules are appropriate rules for Eretz. But in Shemayim, there's a broader... In Eretz we only know what we see. We only know what we... You killed someone, we don't read minds, so we don't know, and the Torah doesn't allow for Beis and Shomata to take things, factors into account. And the workers there, you see the breakdown in society, or at least I lived through the breakdown in society when judges started taking what they considered mitigating factors into account. So, in Shemayim, the whole picture emerges because you have all these malachim assigned to the case, and then it's judged, and a decision is reached. And sometimes, you know, again, the Rosh Beis Din is sometimes a malach, sometimes it's Hashem himself who decided to preside over this case. Now he says, let's not get fooled. Hashem knows beforehand what's going to be. And Hashem knows everything. Nothing lacking in Hashem's knowledge. And he set up this whole system. He knows all the points in favor. He knows all the points against. He knows what a true decision will consist of. But this is the system he set up. This is how he wants it. We don't know why. The Chachmoso HaNeflaa, Ramchal keeps saying, with his great wisdom, and I told you, it's not that far, in my opinion, from anything in the world, even the physical world. Everything is with a system. Everything has a system. Everything has a chain of events. Everything matters. Everything counts. The smallest thing can upset the whole ecosystem. So that's okay. Now we're up to paragraph 3. Paragraph. Hold on. The less I understand, the more I have to read. Paragraph 3. Nimzel Fishorer's that. This is like a fascinating sentence he's saying now. She'ena kodesh baruch hu don es ha'olam u'b'chinas yediyaso. Again, it sounds like a funny thing to say. Hashem doesn't judge because he knows that something happened. Because of what he knows. Because he set up the system. El u'b'chinas hasdorim she'rotza v'sider lo'inyan. Through the systems that he set up. What does it teach us? I'm not sure. Sometimes a judge could think he knows who's right and who's. Maybe it's a limud for judges and baretz. They think they're all knowing, all powerful, all knowledgeable. They think they know the case. You have to give the defendant a chance to talk, prosecutor a chance to talk. Maybe it's to teach the young man here how to run a base and how to run a judgment. Consider all sides. Don't prejudge the case because you think you know what happened. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's part of the overriding way Hashem runs the world. I told you that a few weeks ago. Everything's with a system. To teach you the chashivas of Seder. You know, it's not like, even Hashem doesn't run the world through snap decisions, so to speak. Like, you know, let it rain, boom. It has to work with a system. So just like we know the physical system, rain cycle, very complicated system. So the decision that it should rain also comes through a system. It should rain, why it shouldn't rain, I suppose that was done, the prayers for rain, and then a decision is made. Maybe it's Amidus Harachamim. I don't know, I'm speculating. Maybe if it would be just based on Hashem's knowledge, everything would be very much Midas Adin. There would be no makom for Rachamim. But by setting up a system with his one side pleading for mercy, or one side pleading for innocence, one side pleading for mitigating factors, and one side prosecutor, so this makom, this wiggle room. Maybe, I don't know, maybe that's why he did it that way. Maybe if, you know, if it would just be us and Hashem, based on his knowledge, no one would emerge innocent. Hashem. In other words, I don't know, this idea that there's pleaders for innocence and pleaders for guilt, Ramchal describes it in a very human way, as if there's malachim, that you know, the defense attorney has a table, and the prosecuting attorney has a table, and he has a whole bunch of lawyers. That's what he's describing. But it's all spiritual, you realize. So it means Hashem considers all the points. I don't know if maybe that's what it means. It means all these points are taken into account. Hashem doesn't make snap judgments. Maybe it's the teacher that things are not black and white. But you see, it's not really true, because down here things are black and white. This is like, you know, this gets us into parenting, into punishment of criminals. You see, down here things are very black and white. All this doesn't go on in the Boris. Mitigating factors, but his influence as well. On the other hand, there are other things in the judicial system that mitigate a punishment. You have to be warm, like the degree of the degree of amazement, the degree of want in Chilul Shabbos has to be very great to get me so. They have to warn you. You know, it takes two witnesses have to be there, not one. They have to warn you that you're going to get me so. You have to say, I know and I don't care. If you say, nah, I'm not going to get Misa. I don't believe this is really a malacha, you know. He doesn't get Misa. He has to be mater atzmo la Misa, it's called. He has to say, I know there's Misa and I don't care. So there has to be a very high degree of rebelliousness, which renders the frequency of giving someone Misa very, very small, very, very small. And that's the famous Gemara in Makkos that everybody knows. A Beis Din that would kill someone once every 70 years would be called the murderer's Beis Din. So, but what do you think that means? People don't understand what it means. It just means it's very hard to meet all the legal conditions that were set up. Doesn't mean Beis Din lets them walk. Doesn't mean, like in Shemayim, that if his father never hugged him, so you don't give him Misa for Chilul Shabbos because his father never hugged him. That's in Shemayim, maybe, but in Oretz that doesn't count. In Oretz, but there are many legal requirements. Two witnesses. I told you, you have to warn him. Yeah? He has to do the Avera within 3 to 4 seconds of the warning. If he does it a half a minute later, you can say, oh, I wasn't thinking about the warning. I forgot about the warning. That's a legal requirement. So the legal system is very tough, but it doesn't take other factors into account. So, Rav Shamkin Volher says, I spoke about it in the Drasha once, that the main point of Chilul Shabbos being the Misa is really a moral lesson on the importance and essentiality of keeping Shabbos. Teaches us something. When you say the penalty is death, so it teaches us something. But the death was rarely carried out because of all the legal requirements. But that should not be confused with what Ramchal is talking about, what goes on in Shemayim. What goes on in Shemayim is nowadays what goes on in Baharis. And it has led to a breakdown in society, to no law and order, to criminals walking the streets. Because the judge thinks he's God. I don't know if he's Ramchal or not, but he thinks he's taking into account poverty, and the boy didn't have a father at home, he was raised by a single mother, so he wasn't ever disciplined, and he had bad friends, and they introduced him to the world of drugs, and that doesn't work. And the Torah system, such things don't work. The requirements are strict. If you have one witness, it's not enough. You need two witnesses. That's like a basic, you know, Hebrew law 101. You need two witnesses, not one. Okay, anyway, so we don't know. But this is an interesting point. That Hashem, a very interesting sentence, Hashem does not bound the world because of what he knows. Then there would be no wiggle room. Because Hashem knows everything with one look. He knows what you're thinking, he knows what your motives are, he knows piercing thought. And we probably all come up short. Because is there really ever an excuse for going against the will of Hashem? Hashem gave us life, Hashem gives us everything. Everything we do is only because Hashem lets us do it. Because you see, my arm didn't get paralyzed. So everything worked, and I'm using the gifts that Hashem gave me to rebel against Him. I don't know. I'm speculating why it's this way. But this is what he said. The Gemara was not done because of his raw knowledge. But he's done based on the system that he set up, and indeed. Okay, when we mash the cedar old gazer, we continue. This is very interesting. Another angle of this, you see, this is why I'm sure everyone here learns Chafetz Chaim. No, don't tell me. Chafetz Chaim says in many places that the Lashon Hara we speak unleashes the Satan to talk Be'er on Klal Yisrael L'mala. It says in a few places. That's how the system works. When we talk Be'er L'mata, when Allah will give permission to talk Be'er on us L'mala. So, what is that supposed to mean? If someone did something bad, so Hashem is going to punish him. What's the difference what the Lashon Hara makes? But this is what the Ramchal is saying now. Because there's a system, so the court's closed. And if the court's closed, the prosecutor can't argue his case. And if the prosecutor can't argue his case, and the Chofetz Chaim really says this too, but the Ramchal is mamish painting a picture. He says if the prosecutor doesn't show up, so no prosecution. Hashem knows what happened, and it's absurd. You would think. But no, there's a system. And the system needs the prosecutor to talk and to put down the case for prosecution, for guilt, for punishment. I'm giving you one marshal out of maybe thousands or hundreds. And Chofetz Chaim tells us if there's no Lashon Hara L'mata, prosecutor is not given the time to talk. And what Ramchal is saying now, he doesn't talk about Lashon Hara, he doesn't talk about a prosecutor. But he's saying, "Masha see their old bazaar, who shall yovel yishafei inyan meinyanim b'shun based in me'ela. Nothing is judged at sheyuvel afonov until it's brought before Hashem. Mepkidim shehifkid inyan zeh until these malachim who are mamuna who are appointed to plead every aspect of the case, and until they do." Nothing happens. Stuck. V'hayinu she'inei hifkid v'chetzo yizbarach shemor. Hashem wanted. Ketidim. Maybe this is another reason. Hashem appointed officers, lawyers, v'nasuga malachim, she'yashgichu al kol ha'inyonim ha'ovah ba'olam. They are looking at everything that's happening in the world. They fly up to Shemayim and they present the case. The alien of all the Bezer Shomala, Ye'idu al Hadvarim, and they testify to things that he see good, that they observe, that they came aware of. V'nigu Elohim. V'az Yavogu Lainan B'mishpat. It doesn't, of course Hashem knows everything that's happening. But this is the system. System is, if the malice doesn't come, I'm giving you one marshal that we, I think, are familiar with. That Chofetz Chaim says that if only with the unleashing of Lashon Hara L'mata that the malice is given permission to talk L'mala. So here you see a perfect, beautiful example of what the Ramchal is talking about. If there's no Lashon Hara, so then the malice doesn't get his day in court. Hashem should not let him talk. Not at all. The din doesn't happen. Hashem knows. It doesn't matter. It's a system, and this is the system. Zechariah people amen. Shein on yonim ha'elu nepshachem achayidias and baruch shemo. I keep saying that this is because things are not dependent on Hashem's knowledge. Hashem knows everything. You know, he doesn't need the halacha to plead a case. Like it's almost blasphemous to say it. Shakol softly the front of Me'ola. He knew everything from the inception of creation. He knew the future. He knew everything that's going to happen. He knew everything that's going to go on. Elish Shechen Gozer received the Chachos on his love. Hashem decided and was Gozer that there should be a system and there should be lawyers and they should plead the cases. And if it's not pleaded, is it good? Now, if you give now more examples that we may be more familiar with. This is how the world runs. If you pay attention when you learn Chumash and Rashi, you'll see things coming up that you sort of always glossed over. If you ever thought about it, you say, well, it really doesn't make any sense, but okay. But now Ramchal says, yeah, this is exactly what we're talking about. Kinyan Shinemar Vayerer Hashem Liros. This is by above, by the tower above, right? Tor HaFlaga. Hashem went down to see the big bone. Well, what does that mean? He didn't know about it until he went down to see. It means he decided to judge the people of the Migdol, and the Malachim came and they pleaded the case for prosecution and the case for exoneration, and that's what it means by Yerid Hashem Liros. Hashem was now going to act upon what was happening. Or by Yavol B'nayhu Alokim L'Siyatse. This is a famous pasuk in Iyov. And B'nai Alokim came to the heavenly court and they started speaking about people's deeds. And they got up to Eob and they said what they said, and the Sultan said what he said. But what does it even mean? Or Ene Hashem and Mishokotin Bukhalaharis. Ela Shasholach Hashem Bazalech Baharis, Vachairim Kaele. Hakol Nemar, all of these Tsukim are stated, Al Darke Hanhogo Hazos, to explain this, not to explain, because not, I don't know, to bring out, to clarify. That this is Derech Hanover, like Beis Shomata, which has all these things. Can be a story of Shasinder. Ultima Malachim Amufkodim Lachir Alinoni Olam Ulohoyed Aleim Nikaru Eine Hashem. They call the eyes of Hashem. Ubi Kolosi is Varshim Al Echel Yavoti Vinen Lishbot Inyan Mehinyanim. Going Inyan Boni Habibo Buzmano Nema Vayer Hashem Liros. Hashem was a presiding Chief Justice of that case. The Ulam, you have to be very careful here, because we're using all these words that we're familiar with maybe from earthly courts. See, issues a cautionary note now. Ulam Tzarech is this bone, you have to realize and understand. Shainan Dimyon Ba'ele Hinyonim and Mashemasim and Malchus Aores, that the parallel between this process and the process of Baharetz is not the same thing. You can't compare. I told you one example. In Aretz, there's no taking into account any mitigating factor. But the system is the same. I don't know if there's an appeals court. Maybe there is. There's a presiding officer. There's a prosecutor. There's a defender. The system is the same, although what they're judging is very, very different. Ain't a dimin amiti, but if not for that, it's not a true comparison. I told you, what we see and what we hear, one of the basic postulates will be witnesses. Witnesses only know what they see and what they hear, nothing else. Ruchniyim know much more. They know what you're thinking. They know what's your motivation. They know your whole history, what led up to this moment. And they plead the case. And then there's a decision that's made. And it's paragraph 3. Paragraph 4. It's really what I said already. Till now we talked about lawyers. And there's a prosecutor that always prosecutes. It's called the devil. The Sultan. That's the Sultan. The Sultan's job. He's paid by the government. He may love you. You may think you're a nice guy. But he's doing a job. And his job is to prosecute. his job is to bring out the worst to front of the court and to demand punishment, to demand justice. The Nesam Adam Baruch Hu is Hakategor, the prosecutor, who was Satan, that's good old Mr. Satan. Shenemar bo v'yogo v'yogo gam ha-satan b'tokha. What's the Satan? He's a malach. He's just a malach with a particular job. Not a very, maybe it's sort of a thankless task. Maybe he's not even happy with it. Maybe he complains that he was given this task. He probably, you know, hum ha-satan, the Gemara says, hum ha-yetzahara wa malach ha-malas. It's all different manifestations of the koach of evil. He talks you into doing the chet, then he prosecutes you, and then he carries out the punishment. It could be he doesn't even want you to listen to him. That could be. I'm sure he doesn't want you to listen to him. He's screaming to himself, you fool, listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to me. But that's what he is, the Satan of Kudaso, his job is the Torah din b'batayatim. He demands judgment. He demands justice. He demands midas hadin. He demands that people suffer the consequences of their actions. Chutoveya, and it's only when he does that that Yisoru hazayon biyishputu, that they don't wake up and they judge. Umimidas sumi yizvorek shmosu yitzos bedin atyikatre kamakatre. And I told you, this is Ramchal of 200 years before the Chafetz Chaim. But we know one example of this. And when there's no Lashon Hara, so the Makadrei is not given permission to be Makadrei. And that's exactly what Ramchal says. Hashem knows what people are doing. Hashem knows what people did. Hush, don't talk about it. If you talk about it, then the Kategor is given permission to go plead his case. And it will turn out, the Chafetz Chaim graphically describes that you're responsible for the deaths of hundreds of people, maybe thousands of people. You're responsible for the destruction of people's property because they're being punished for something they did wrong. And Hashem always knew they did wrong and they deserve the punishment. But you, because of your Lashon Hara, you were in the event. Like this, it wouldn't have happened. So that's another avera on your ledger. You brought this about. Again, this is all true in very broad terms. Ulam gamuzeh chokat chukim. Hashem made this, what the Satan can do, what he can't do. We all heard that on Yom Kippur the Satan is not allowed to prosecute. Have you ever heard that? That's a famous thing. Maybe not so famous. Hello, everybody, have you heard that? I'm suddenly not a prosecutor. Not a prosecutor. If he doesn't prosecute, I actually have nose, it doesn't matter. Pirish, the Kidrugo, it's like if someone tells a court justice, a judge, something out of court. So they'll say, no. It's a system, and it has to be said in open court. And the other side has to hear it and be given a chance to respond. You can't whisper something to me outside and expect it should make a difference. In the Merkaz, we don't allow that. So this is how it is in Shemayim also. So this Chukim and Sedorim, the Kidrugos of HaMekadrei, Eichi Yeh, Mosai Yeh, when, where, how, if, what, who, when, where, Uchinyin Mashakotu HaChamayim HaZakonu Mubracha, HaSotot Mekadrei B'Shas HaSakonu. What does that mean? And if it's not a sakana, if it's not a shas sakana, but if you deserve the punishment, you're going to get the punishment anyway. If Binyamin was supposed to die because of some other thing he did, that's what Rashi says it. Why didn't Yaakov want to let Binyamin go down to the tribe? Because I saw the Makadre, which has a sakana. So what does that mean? Binyamin, he deserves to die, he didn't deserve to die. The answer is, I saw the Makadre, which has a sakana. When a person needs special zchusim, because he's in a dangerous situation, then the Sultan is given permission to say, this guy doesn't deserve a nace. How many people here drive? Okay. You run a red light, ever? anonymously. But it's a sakana. So even if nothing happened, it's not like, oh, Hashem, nothing happened. No, it means in Shemayim there was a judgment, and you're lucky. You got away with a psak of innocence. But maybe you need chusim to be mechaper that a nes was done for you. Like a nes, nothing happened to you. A sotan mekatni b'shas ha-sakana, and you emerged innocent. It's kind of scary. That's reason enough not to run a red light. So you save 3 seconds, and you opened up your tick in Shemayim. I don't open your tick. Because I come to mekatni b'shas. These are real things. The son of the captain, the shasta sakana, so you open your tick. You don't want that token tick, trust me. Nobody wants that token, that tick. Or shloshim askirin avonosu shalata. The 3 things that if a person does it, so they're, again, their judgment is brought to Hashem. Gemara's 3 things are, if a person thinks that he's worthy, that his tefillah should be miskabel. If a person says that I want my friend to be punished because he did something to me, and it's called Moser Din Al Chavera, you say Hashem, punish him because he was so nasty and evil to me. So it boomerangs back on you. So the Ramchal is explaining what happens is that the Satan is given Rishus to be Mekatrek. And nobody wants that. Otherwise, his mouth is shut. He needs, Hashem set up the system that the son needs, he needs special permission to prosecute. Who prodded Rabbi Gatesman? Where says a woman, childbirth, very dangerous situation. We don't look at it maybe that way because it's so common. But it's a matzah of sakana in Chol Shabbos, right? Chol Shabbos, right? And it's a time when, you know, the woman is being judged. She deserves to get through this. The Ulam paragraph, hey, the last paragraph in paragraph 6. The Cholim Ani Amishpatul Ma'ela, all of these things, the Cholom, the Prateyem, the specifics and the generalities, Chukim, Drachim, Sudarim, all the systems and subsystems and subsystems is Kamashi Gazu Chachmosi's Barashmai. Hashem is the one that's determining what everything should be. The Zmane HaMishpat, the Levachinosav, Kamashi Gazu. What about that? Look how much of Fagot caught. There's going to be a din on Tavuos Haaretz Pesach, on the fruit of the trees, on Shavuos, on your general economy of Sukkos, Paris, even the Shavuos, and Pesach, Sukkis. Oh, and Rosh Hashanah, called by Yolam over in the front of the name around. So there's specific things. Hashem, the business is down to talk about fruit. You don't talk about people. You talk about how the fruit is going to grow. How it's always going to grow. People, they look up at the court calendar and schedule for Alef Tishrei. There's a rule that the melech is judged before his subjects. Before Shemayim, they get too angry. There can be 2 possible times when tefuah is being nidon. All this is real, Ramchal is saying. The Gemara is not depicting a moshul of a litzah. These are all real things that take place. I can't say in real time because I don't know if they're assumed to time. It might be in the ring of UK, both K. Chava Prat, Achem Kedishma. That's it. Every very detailed, very outsourced almost. It's very hard for Hashem to intervene and say, leave alone, it's a good guy. Or vice versa. Okay, we'll start a parish read, we'll get that around.